Welcome to Teodorigawa Bookmakers, episode number 194. I have two announcements today. I have three announcements today. One about this giant frothy thing. Second, it'd be about science fiction writing. And third, about making books, specifically making Hunting Kanazawa and distributing them. Coming up first, this giant frothy thing. This Giant Frothy Thing is a series of short stories. They're all kind of related. The characters are all kind of related. There's a couple of ghosts. And, of course, there's a lot of love stories and coincidences, people meeting people in different places, coincidentally, or just by chance. Ghosts and Love. Love and Terror in Tokyo. That's the subtitle of This Giant Frothy Thing, which is now available on Apple Books and perhaps Amazon, Kobo, and Nook. Please check it out. That is my sales pitch for today, and now on to other things. Let's start with a short ramble about science fiction writing. As you know, I am writing a science fiction book that started with NaNoWriMo and is now about 400,000 words, which is about 200 pages. And of course, as I'm writing along, I'm discovering that I have to change things that I've already written. This is not unusual. However, in the science fiction thing, time has to match. Time has to match better. And the technology in one part has to continue onto the other part. So I have to continue to reread what I have written to make sure I have the same technology in both parts. Unless, of course, there's a flashback or some other action going on in another part of time. However, technology has to be relatively similar. As I am writing, I'm discovering I want to make more changes. I don't know what it is about this science fiction genre, but I seem to be wanting to make more changes than when the other books that I've written, the literary, I guess that'd be called literary fiction. This Giant Frothy Thing is literary fiction, as is Monkey Dick and I and The Merchant of Venus. In any case, I seem to want to make more changes as I'm going along in the science fiction novel I'm writing at the moment. And now, let's stop that ramble and get on to another ramble about selling books. I have distributed Hunting Kanazawa, the guidebook language book, and I have distributed copies to the stores that are in the guidebook. The response has generally been positive. Generally. I think to my face, they say it's good. I have two people mention that there's a mistake in their section. One is a big mistake in that I've give their day off. The day they're closed, I gave as one day, but they are actually on a different day. So that has to be changed before I make any more. And the other one noticed a spelling mistake. And then one store, which has been around for about 3 years, closed permanently. Gone. I don't know about that. So now if the next edition, which will be out, the next one, will be without that particular store. And while I was making it, another store, another restaurant went. They didn't go out of business so much as the owner left the country. That kind of puts a crimp in your business when you're not there anymore. So I have to eliminate one that I've already printed out, and I have to find another one. Both of those have occurred. I have eliminated the one that closed, and I have found another one, which is a new restaurant. So that means I have to get the edition out quickly before they decide they're not making enough money to continue. Goodness. And presently, I am making a special schedule book for someone, and it's getting to be interesting because they really have specific requests, like size of font, color of font, and not just green, but a certain shade of green, for example. So I'm learning a lot, and I'm working a lot, and it's very good, and I hope to finish it before January 1st. I'm working on it. I just have to get checked 6 or 7 more times and everything else is finished, and I'll be able to print it out and make a copy, make the book. Hope I finish it before January 1st, if not soon thereafter, but definitely in the first week of January. But I'm really struggling to get it, not struggling, I'm hoping, working to get it finished before January 1st. In any case, thanks for listening. Have a great New Year and other religious festivities that you wish to participate in, but most of all, be friendly to everyone. Thanks for listening. See you again soon.